What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you'll never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hi, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 21st, 2017, getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff going on today right now. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in, so let's get right on into it. People are beginning to go through the tape recordings, the video recordings, rather, of yesterday's hearing into the Russian Trump hacking allegations, and they're basically ripping them apart bit by bit in a manner that you will never see on the corporate media. But basically, it reminds me of this Gary Trudeau cartoon that came out during Watergate, where the hearings run out of real witnesses, and the chair says, all right, we're going to open the floor to rumor, innuendo, and hearsay, and everybody says, me, me, and that's what it was. It was all rumor mongering and just a lot of absolute nonsense that was going on there, and in the end, they didn't actually have anything that they didn't have before. Absolutely nothing of any substance was put forward at this hearing. Just a lot of insistence. Well, we know there's Russian hacking. We know the Russians did this, Russians did that. Really, where's your proof? Well, we don't have the proof yet. It just makes sense that they would do that. And the only thing that came out is they confirmed that there isn't an FBI investigation looking into a link between Trump and Putin, but that was already out there. That had already been reported in the corporate media. There was absolutely nothing new of any substance that came on out. It was just an opportunity for the anti-Trump people to just say bad things and make dark implications about him. And the bottom line is, there was nothing there. It's a big nothing burger. It had about as much substance as Rachel Maddow's expose of Donald Trump's tax returns. Insert ominous chord here. Now, Comey basically acknowledged they don't have any evidence against Russia, either that it was working with Trump or that it interfered with the election, but we're going to keep the investigation going. And Bill Mitchell was out there basically saying the FBI's only evidence that Russia sought to aid Trump was that it logically followed since Putin hated Hillary. Now, that's kind of weird because Hillary arranged for 20% of America's uranium resources to be sold to a Russian company. And remember, all the election fraud that has been uncovered so far favored Hillary Clinton. There is no logical consistency to any of this stuff. And more people are starting to say this whole Russiagate thing is going to backfire on the left. Because as people realize there's nothing there, they're going to start looking around and say, well, let's look at these other issues about all the money the Clinton Foundation got from the Russians or how the Podesta Group was lobbying on behalf of Russian interests. You know, why the focus on Trump with no evidence when there are all these other scandals out there for which there's plenty of well-documented evidence? And we're approaching a point where the establishment cannot maintain this hypocritical double standard of being after Donald Trump and just turning an absolute blind eye to all these other scandals. It's becoming too obvious. People are seeing what's going on here, that it's absolutely a political hatchet job, and it's not only discrediting the Democrats, it's not only discrediting James Comey, the FBI, and the NSA, it's discrediting the Congress of the United States that they even allowed this nonsense to take place in our Capitol building. Now, good for Trey Gowdy. He's in there. He's not pulling any punches. I hope he's got good security, wearing his Kevlar three-piece suit there. And basically saying that the Comey's entire case was quadruple hearsay about Russian meddling that they got from this person who talked to this person, talked to this person, talked to this person. And as Trey Gowdy says, you can't cross-examine a rumor. You can't cross-examine a newspaper article. Do you have any evidence? And Comey said, well, I can't say if we have any evidence or not. At which point Gowdy says, I can tell you we don't have any evidence. nothing's been given to us. And, of course, this is going to be one of the exchanges in this hearing that the corporate media will try and ignore or trivialize or marginalize and so forth and so on. Now, Trey Gowdy also went after James Comey when James Comey was saying that he was relying on these newspaper reports about how Russia hacked this and Russia hacked that. And Gowdy came on back and said, are you telling us that a reporter has more information about this than the FBI itself? Which is basically a very left-handed way for Gowdy to say that Comey is clearly incompetent. If he doesn't actually have anything and he's relying on the corporate media with their track record of dishonesty, he shouldn't be head of the FBI here. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call because the next article is really kind of long here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Did you hear about Andrew Napolitano being benched by Fox News because of his GCHQ assertion?
Yes, I did. You know, how dare you say there was spying on Donald Trump here? And frankly, that kind of an overreaction to me says Napolitano was onto something.
Yeah, tells me the same. Oh, Mike, you know, this is how the globalists think. I heard this quote on Richie Allen. This is a Tony Blair, basically saying, yes, there was a referendum and the people expressed their will for Brexit. And if that will does not change, we will go ahead with the Brexit.
Well, it looks like they're mounting a campaign right now. The Remainers in Britain are launching a campaign to see that Brexit was all the fault of the BBC because it's reporting on all the bad things happening in Europe. And obviously, with that kind of reportage, obviously the British subjects were going to vote to leave. And if only BBC had done what Sweden and Denmark are doing, and that is, of course, covering up all of the rapes and violent crimes from the refugees and the economic hardships and everything, well, then Brexit would most certainly have failed, especially with all the election rigging going on.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think you had reported it yesterday that Prime Minister May will send that letter. It'll become the start of the Brexit will be next Wednesday, the 29th, and then it'll take,
yes,
could take 2 years, according to Richie Allen. And he believes within those 2 years it'll be stopped. It'll, the Remain camp or certain challenges will come forth and it won't happen. But, oh, Mike, lastly.
Well, hang on, before you move forward here, okay, I'm in agreement. Yeah. With Richie Allen, the EU is going to drag out the negotiations as long as they can, but I rather seriously doubt Europe will militarily invade Great Britain to keep them in the EU. So I'm less certain that Brexit will be overturned, because everything the EU is trying to do to derail the Brexit is only making the British people that much more resolved to regain their freedom. Remember during World War II, and Germany was showering Britain with V-1 cruise missiles and V-2 ballistic missiles to try and scare the British people into forcing Churchill to capitulate. And it had the exact opposite effect. The more the pounding increased, the more the British people stood firm. And the same thing's going to happen here in the Brexit.
Well, Richie Allen just believes it'll be not external opposition, it'll be internal. It'll be domestic groups in Britain will prevent this from happening, so... Well,
these domestic groups in Britain, the internal, are probably getting outside funding from people like George Soros. And I think the one good thing that we can say about Rockefeller's passing is he, too, was one of the major funding sources for the globalist movement. But with his death, his assets are going to be frozen for probate. And I know his foundations can continue, but their source of new revenue coming in from Rockefeller himself just dried up.
Yeah, we were popping the champagne corks yesterday.
Yep.
Last, Mike, any news on that cafe in Hawaii that was going to deny serving Trump supporters? Are they still open?
You know, I honestly don't know. I stopped paying attention, but, you know, we've got so many businesses failing on this rock anyway. It'd be kind of hard to say if they are closed, if that was the cause or not.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, during the course of these hearings yesterday, and first of all, let's do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. During the hearings yesterday, and this is probably the reason that Gowdy got so frustrated what was going on because James Comey, Rogers, and all of these people were regurgitating issues that we already know are complete nonsense and fraud. They're still trying to go back to that discredited dossier about Donald Trump and the prostitutes and the Moscow Hotel. That's already been discredited, but they're still quoting from it and saying, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened. And again, the FBI admits they've got an investigation into Trump's campaign's links to Russia, but they won't talk about their investigation into the White House leaks because that's not allowed by the rules. Again, another double standard. Meanwhile, of course, nobody's investigating the Podesta group that was lobbying on behalf of Russian entities. Nobody's investigating the Clinton Charitable Foundation that was getting all this money from Russia during the Uranium One deal. Nobody's talking about all the cash that came into Hillary Clinton's campaign from wealthy Russian donors such as Roman Abramovich's wife, Daria Zhukova. Nobody's talking about any of that. It's all Donald Trump. We're going to get Donald Trump. Everybody else is okay. That's all acceptable corruption in politics, but we're going to get Donald Trump. Now, both Comey and Rogers admit they have found nothing that says Russia influenced the voting process in the U.S. And you'd think that would be the end of the investigation. Nope, not in Comey's eyes. We're going to continue investigating until we can make something to burn Donald Trump with. The other issue that they kept pushing, and this was very alarming, they kept pushing this idea that Russia is our enemy, that we should err on the side of caution and realize that Russia is our enemy. In fact, Comey said Russia is our main adversary right now. Really? Have you not heard of this little group called ISIS? Now, neither Comey or Rogers would confirm Trump's claim that he was under any kind of surveillance by the U.S. government. Now, of course, go on back and look at COINTELPRO, look at Watergate, because the FBI refused to admit that was going on until there was no other chance. So, frankly, the fact that Comey and Rogers are insisting under oath that they can't find any evidence of surveillance is meaningless. Remember how Clapper lied under oath about the NSA mass surveillance of the American people? We can't take anything these people say at face value. Now, Rogers tried to put forward the claim it would be illegal for the NSA to ask the British GCHQ to wiretap any U.S. citizen. This is utter nonsense. Because going all the way back to the 1980s and the Five Eyes or Echelon program, it has been normal practice for these countries to spy on each other's citizens and swap the information to evade their own domestic laws against spying on their own people. It's an open secret. Everybody knows this has been going on. In 2013, The Guardian published GCHQ documents claiming British intelligence had supplied unique contributions to the United States during an investigation of the American citizen responsible for the attempted car bomb attack in Times Square. Rogers and Comey are sitting there lying their faces off. Schiff tried to accuse Trump's former advisor Roger Stone of having inside advanced knowledge of Clinton revelations, even though Roger Stone didn't say anything until long after WikiLeaks had put the stuff out there. They're just making this stuff up out of thin air. The Democrats are out there accusing Russia of spreading fake news and using WikiLeaks and the independent media, and yet all of the stories we reported eventually turned out to be true. Then they go on to say that they trust Washington Post and New York Times here, and that's our authoritative substance, even though those stories were eventually debunked. There's a mindset in there where the establishment is out to take care of itself and protect itself, and we're the establishment. We're going to talk to ourselves and reassure ourselves that we're still doing really good. And anybody else's opinion is, well, we can't make it illegal because of the First Amendment, but trust us, we're working on a way to do that. Comey said he could not recall any instances during his lifetime of law enforcement agencies going after journalists for publishing classified information. Does the name James Rosen ring a bell? Jaina Winter, do you remember that name? It's amazing. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Big Texas, hi. Hey, Joe McCarthy says he could, Senator Joe McCarthy could investigate anybody. Go to YouTube and put in Joe McCarthy, and you can watch him for a couple of hours, whatever it is. And Stu, he had Stuart Sivington in front of him. He says, I heard they call you Sanctimonious Stu, and he got up and walked out. I told Ted Cruz to take Joe McCarthy pills. Tell him to get to it, you know.
Yeah, well, it does look like we're heading into a new McCarthy era. You know, Red Scare, Russia Hunt. You know, they're pushing as hard as they can because they miss the good old days of the first Cold War, where all they had to do was shout Russia at us, and we would wet ourselves and salute the flag and forget all about the crimes and corruption and abuse of our government and fling our money and the lives of our children into wherever they told us that the money and the lives of our children had to go.
Hey, yeah,
and
you
miss those good old days.
And watch it for yourself. Okay.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Tim in Wyoming. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This is great show today so far. Have you ever brought up the subject of, it was a movie. It was made into a movie, The Falcon and the Snowman.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When one of the characters was became cognizant of our spying on Australia, and I mean, spying on our supposed ally.
Yeah, that was the
and
Falcon.
Then using in, right. And then, and,
it was kind
and then
of,
turning
it was a kind
then,
of an early Edward Snowden, and of course, his best friend here, you know, was the drug dealer, aka the Snowman. And a little bit of trivia:
right.
my first wife, actually knew the real life Snowman.
Oh boy! Wow.
Well, she had a colorful past, and somehow she evaded prosecution for it.
Oh, look, good for her. Anyway, you know what they say. They say about victimless crimes anyway. So, anyway, no, I just thought I'd mention that because the fact that he brought that up, and, I mean, it was in the book. I read the book, and then I saw the movie. The movie wasn't as good, but the book was actually pretty good. So I'm not sure whatever happened to those two individuals either after their you know, as you say, colorful
I'm sure you could look it up on Yandex or DuckDuckGo and find out what happened to them. Anyway, listen, I'm going to let you go, and we've got one more phone call. Then we're going to close the lines for a bit here because I got a bunch of news to get to. Hans in Chula Vista, California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your minds?
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
You were mentioning Germany was bombing England with V-1 and V-2, and you're actually not telling why they were bombing England, because England started bombing Germany already in the beginning of the war, and they started bombing a tourist island, just imagine. I myself could hear it in Denmark. I'm from Denmark. And they were bombing a tourist island, and then they started bombing Hamburg, Bremen, and all this, and you should have seen what happened in Germany. The bombing was only against the people. It was just bloody murder. And so
It was. We look at the firebombing of Dresden that had absolutely no military value whatsoever. It was done to simply shock the German people into surrendering. But the primary objective of the V-1 and V-2 attacks was to scare the British people with the Germans' superior technology to get them to pressure Churchill to capitulate to Germany's demand. Germany wanted to end the war at that point with their holdings in Europe, and they were sending a message to Churchill, you can still be an independent Great Britain, just leave us alone and let us create the new Germany out of what we already have. And, of course, Churchill and the United States said, no, we're not going to do that. But in the end, the point I was trying to make was that pounding on the British people is not going to get you the result that you would prefer to get. And the same thing is going to be true about all this pressure that they're trying to bring to bear to get the British people to reverse the Brexit and go back to being the slaves of the European Union. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Hans. We'll be back with some news after these few words.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about events that came out of yesterday's hearings. Well, it wasn't even hearings. It was basically a screaming propaganda rumor fest. And one of the things that was very obvious is even though the head of the FBI and the head of the NSA sat there saying, we have found no evidence of Russian tampering with the election, working with Trump, all the Democrats in that room were talking about Russia's meddling as if it was a foregone conclusion and an established, unassailable fact. And they started ramping up, it's an act of war, it's an act of war. What they've done to us is an act of war. And Representative Jackie Speier said that Russia is effectively waging a hybrid war against the United States of America. Of course, then she went on to liken Putin to a tarantula, claiming that he spun a web and trapped people like Roger Stone, Wilbur Ross, Rex Tillerson. And it's hard to take her seriously once you remember that tarantulas don't actually spin webs. And so she got a good deal of ribbing over that, and she's come back and apologized to tarantula Americans for having mischaracterized them. But the reality is, we're seeing a room full of people with tongues incredibly handy and information highly uncertain. They're there to sell an agenda. Trump, Russia, bad, 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 bad. Facts are irrelevant. They are the embodiment of the post-truth society. And that in and of itself is a big propaganda weapon. They're trying to convince you that facts and reality are no longer important. It's how you feel about what we're telling you that matters. How you feel. You should feel there's an Easter Bunny and we'll give you chocolate candy. You should feel there's a fat man at the North Pole and we'll give you a bicycle. They're trying to lure the American people back from actually thinking about what's going on, because nothing terrifies a tyrannical government more than a population who's actually thinking for themselves. Now, interestingly enough, one of the things they came out with was the admission that government people leaking fake information to the media is not illegal. And I'm not sure they should have put that on out there, because it's going to convince the reporters that are being leaked to, well, wait a minute, it's a crime if they tell me the truth, but not a crime if they're lying to me. I ought to do the safe thing and assume I'm being lied to. So anyway, Trey Gowdy was out there saying it's very obvious. Comey was happy to disclose the Russia-Trump team investigation, which may not even be a crime, but wouldn't confirm the probe into the leaks coming out of the White House. They've narrowed it down to about 30 people, Obama holdovers, and it is illegal for them to be leaking that information to the media. And we know information is being leaked to the media because it's always quoting verbatim documents from the White House, which subsequently are released. Now, Comey did step into it at one point, because when they were trying to look at the issue of the hack into the DNC emails, which actually appeared to be an internal leak, most likely by Seth Rich, who is no longer with us, I might add. And Trey Gowdy puts Comey on the spot and says, all right, you learned about the hack. You were notified by the Democrats of the hack. How long was it before the FBI's technical people looked at the actual server and Comey was forced to admit, well, we never did? Really? What happened? Well, we took the word of a bunch of security experts hired by the Hillary campaign who told us that they thought it was Russia. And we just decided to go along with that. How long was it between the first notification of the hack and this hired group telling you it was Russia? Roughly about 6 months. So basically, Comey has admitted the Hillary Clinton campaign, after crying wolf, Russian wolf, was stalling any possibility of an actual investigation. They were clearly afraid of letting the FBI's technical people look at the server. So they hired this group who working for Hillary, working for the Democrats, and came on out and said, oh, yes, we're absolutely convinced it was Russia. You should just take our word for it. We wouldn't lie to you just because we're working for the Hillary Clinton campaign. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about yesterday's hearings. Well, it's not even a hearing. Yesterday's circus, rumor fest about Russia tinkering with the election, Russia and Trump aiding each other, all this other nonsense. And a lot of information came on out, not what they wanted to. At one point, Trey Gowdy got James Comey to admit that the people leaking secrets from the White House to the media could be working under Obama, could be the holdovers. And then he went on to acknowledge the FBI is not investigating that. We're too busy looking for a connection between Trump and Putin. We're not going to investigate the leakers at the White House. No reasonable prosecutor would ever consider going after them. I got to tell you, at this point, it is very obvious that Donald Trump made a hideous, hideous, hideous mistake keeping James Comey on as head of the FBI. Now, WikiLeaks is out there to remind everybody that Comey misled the Congress when he stated that emails on Republicans were not released during 2016. Because over at the DC Leaks website, in addition to all the Democratic emails that were leaked, they had a whole page of Republican emails. There wasn't anything of interest in them. That's why nobody noticed. But Comey was caught in yet another lie. And, you know, I'm almost, but not quite, on the verge of feeling sorry for Comey, because now the Democrats are on his case saying, why didn't you announce that there was an investigation into Donald Trump at the same time you announced there was an investigation into Hillary Clinton, because that cost her the election, you fiend, you. And talk about ingratitude, because the Democrats seem to have already forgotten James Comey gave Hillary a free pass on all those Title 18 felony violations she committed. And he admitted in the news conference that she had committed these crimes. And then said, we're not recommending prosecution, really. I don't want to join Vince Foster over there in Fort Marcy Park. And Hillary Clinton could and should be in jail right now, and the Democrats don't remember that. It's all about, you should have said there was an investigation. Well, as a matter of fact, it was out there. The corporate media reported that there was an ongoing investigation into the links between Trump and Russia, and they weren't finding anything, and that's why the story went away. Now, Rush Limbaugh is out there saying that he thinks what was really going on yesterday was Congress was sending a message to Donald Trump, stop trying to drain the swamp, or we will find some way to get you. And I don't know why they had to make the message so obvious, public, and overt, but Rush may be onto something there, because that hearing didn't serve any purpose, certainly not from the Democrat side, certainly not from Comey's side. It made Trey Gowdy look good, not that he needs the help these days. But anybody who actually watched all of the hearings, as opposed to reading the spin that's in the corporate media, is going to realize this whole thing is a put-up job. It's a hatchet job by the Congress, by the establishment, against the elected president of the United States of America. And when you couple that with the willful refusal by that same establishment to go after known scandals, Hillary's campaign donations from Russians, Russian contributions to the Clinton Charitable Foundation at the same time Hillary was selling 20% of America's uranium assets to the Uranium One company, Podesta lobbying on behalf of Russian interests, it becomes very obvious what's going on here. Now, Rand Paul has pointed out something very, very obvious here. Somebody was spying on the Trump campaign because of that leaked phone call of Michael Flynn that cost him his job. And he's saying it may not have been a wiretap, it may not have been an old-fashioned bug, but however it was being done, it was done. Because that information was captured, it was surveilled, it was leaked out, and it got Michael Flynn out. So the existence of a surveillance program on Trump and his people is an established fact. So, now, the New York Times last January, Inauguration Day, acknowledged Trump was being surveilled. They had a front page story, wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. They've now gone back and changed the online version, but for those who have the paper copy, it's still there. So the New York Times acknowledged the Trump campaign was being surveilled. Okay. Now, former Attorney General Michael Mukasey, very sharp guy, is out there saying there is no question Trump was being surveilled. And he went even further, saying that Schiff, the ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee, basically made a mistake when he came on out talking about this, because he revealed that there was no criminal investigation going on. It was an intelligence operation. because of the process by which they got the FISA warrant. It's not a criminal investigation. They're not looking for criminal activity on the part of Trump. It was an intelligence operation. It was spying. And the Democrats are still out there, how dare Russia meddle in our elections? Well, ever hear that old saying about those who live in glass houses shouldn't cast stones? Because since the end of World War II, the United States has intervened in 81 foreign elections. And we're not talking about coup d'etats and overthrows and color revolutions. We're talking about actually going into a country and messing with their election system. It seems to be the norm. And now we're finding out from the British police that Nigel Farage may have been the victim of election fraud back in 2015. It looks like Geert Wilders was a victim of election fraud. The Scottish independence referendum was a victim of election fraud. Bernie Sanders was a victim of election fraud. Donald Trump was almost a victim of election fraud. Brexit was almost a victim of election fraud. And we have Jean-Claude Juncker at the EU saying, no way is Marine Le Pen going to win that election. We've already seen to it. And I think all these people in all these countries, when they realize their entire political system is an illusion, they're going to realize that they are under no more obligation to obey these fraudulent, illegal, illegitimate governments. In our country, that Constitution is the original contract with America. It's the set of rules under which we the people allow the government to serve as caretaker of our national sovereignty. If the government is refusing to follow that contract, the contract is broken. They're not the legal, legitimate government of this land. And we do not owe them our obedience. We do not owe them our money. And we do not owe them life and limb of our children in their wars of conquest. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Listen, I just wanted to say a couple of things. I keep hearing people in the media say that the president cannot order a wiretap. And that is such horse crap, it's unbelievable. The president can order murders. He can order drone strikes. He has the CIA and the NSA and all these 16 intelligence agencies that we know of reporting to him. He can do that with he can do it verbally. He can do it without any paper trail. And they do it all the time.
Yes, they do.
You know, there was same thing with the IRS. You know, they can do whatever they want. They're kings. This guy is a king, it's unfortunate.
I prefer the word despot. I prefer the word despot.
I agree. It's more apt, that's for sure. But Trump made a huge mistake in not moving fast enough and ruthlessly enough to put his own people in power and so on and so forth. Because
I agree.
This will never stop. These guys, the media will never, no matter what the facts are, Mike, the media won't cover them. And the media simply will not cover them. They'll keep covering the allegations, the chimeras, the all the stuff that isn't real, and they'll set the agenda. And the American people in my own family, who's some of them are Ivy League, you know, graduate degrees, they don't understand what's going on. They're idiots too, but the American publics are idiots. Most of them can't see this.
Well, let me explain something about having an Ivy League degree or even having a college degree from my generation, because just as we're seeing our colleges and universities today are involved in continuing the indoctrination process that you have in grade school and high school, it was going on to a great extent also in earlier generations. Now, in the 1960s, the students stood up and said, no, professor, you are wrong. The war in Vietnam is not a good thing. And there was a rebellion within academia, which led to the anti-war protests and eventually the U.S. Having to pull out of Vietnam. But the process of getting, especially an advanced degree, is you have to stand there in front of the academic committee and convince them that you believe everything they believe, or you're not going to get your degree. And so that's really what a master's or a doctorate means, is they have sworn fealty to the established academic narrative rather than actually say what's, you know, there's something different going on out there. I mean, look at the way I left college. I dared to go on out and say, you know, we're coming into a world where these computers are going to put pictures on film and everything. And my theater department said, what a load of nonsense. We're going to flunk you for that. And, you know, here we are all these years later, and we've got, you know, I made a career out of using computers to put images on movie film. And academia, unfortunately, really is a rigid enforcer of the status quo. They worship the past. They worship the past academic greats because they go to bed at night dreaming that sometime in the future somebody will have a statue built to them and say, this was the definitive expert on Beatles or something nonsensical like that. And they really do hold our civilization back more than they advance it forward.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with you. They don't know how to think. But I will say this. Even 9-10 years ago, before we went into Iraq, 2003, there was an anti-war movement. That's all gone. This is Obama, one of Obama's many gifts to us, is that he killed the anti-war movement. He and guys like George Soros, who've taken it completely over. And so there is no more anti-war. All those have been co-opted, taken over, and gone into basically banished into nothingness because nobody would oppose Black Obama and the Democratic Black, you know, Nobel Prize winning guy. He killed the anti-war movement, and then Soros and those guys took it over. And,
yes.
And so it's no longer there. You know,
well, I don't think there's...
Hang on.
Just, I want to make a distinction here. The organized anti-war movement has been compromised and hamstrung and diminished, but I don't think that should be seen as a reflection on the anti-war sentiment of the population as a whole, because I have found very, very few people who think continuing this war policy is a good idea, and I live in the state with the highest per capita military presence of the entire country. And everyone's just shaking their head saying, this is disaster waiting to happen if we go any further. And some of these people are military people who are officers, and no, you don't get their names, and they're out there saying that, yeah, this is insane. This is not going to work.
Mike, I absolutely agree with you. However, if they have the media, the one that most people listen to, and the Congress is totally co-opted, as we all agree, and you know, I was military officer too, I totally am against all this stuff. But it doesn't get any resonance. There's no butts in the seats. There's no feet on the streets.
There's a very good reason that when we first went into Iraq, there were feet all over the streets. We had demonstrations here in Hawaii. I made videos about them, but over time, it's become very obvious, and this dovetails in with the revelation that our elections are highly fraudulent, is ordinary people in the street have come to realize protests and demonstrations in the street are having no effect. The government is not listening to us anymore. And so, except for those few people who are willing to go outside the law, and I don't encourage that, by the way, most people have given up joining in the marches and protests because they have come to understand the government doesn't care what you think. They want your money, obedience, and the lives of your children, and that's the end of their interest in you.
And Mike, how do we stop this crap then? I mean, right. How do we stop it?
Well, unfortunately, I have to be very honest, and this is a very depressing thought for me. We've reached the point where I think we are inevitably going to go down one of two paths. One is going to be an economic collapse that'll bring down the U.S. government, and then we start, you know, like the former Soviet Union, and then we have to start rebuilding. And then there's the other alternative, which is they're going to succeed in starting a major world war, which in all probability we're going to lose. And neither outcome is very pleasant to look at. But of the two, I would prefer a Soviet Union-style collapse of Washington, D.C. over a new world war, because a lot fewer people are going to be killed and crippled in it.
Amen to that, man. It's so utterly depressing. I just can't. I'm beside myself.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. I'm going to switch over to Ralph in New York. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, how you doing? Mike?
Doing? Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Mike, I'll ask you a question. The death of David Rockefeller, what would it mean for the world banking system and the Federal Reserve and Donald Trump and his administration as a whole? What legacy would that leave?
Well, it really depends on how much of Rockefeller's wealth was still considered directly under his control, because that will be frozen for probate. But probably the vast majority of his wealth was already in these spun-off corporations and foundations, and so they will continue to operate business as usual. I think the only effect that Rockefeller's passing is going to have on things like the Federal Reserve is who's going to inherit those shares of stock. Rockefeller himself was no longer directly involved in these things. He'd do an occasional interview, but he was kind of sitting back. I think he was far less a player in the New World Order than George Soros was. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Ralph, thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So let's recap on the current situation here coming out of this hearing, this circus, where everybody's screaming, Donald Trump, Russia, bad, 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 bad. The Russian government provably gave millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton was serving as Secretary of State. During her tenure as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton arranged for the sale of 20% of the United States uranium resources to Russia. Sean Spicer brought that up in the White House press conference. And so we have the hearings where they're saying we have absolutely no evidence of links between Trump and Russia, but we're going to go on investigating. And we have the Clintons who are getting money from Russia at the same time Hillary is sending our uranium to Russia. Hillary's campaign had Russian donors. Her campaign chief, John Podesta, was lobbying for Russian interests. Where's the investigation into whether Hillary is the Russian stooge? So there's a story over at Investment Watch blog that pretty much lays out where this is all leading. The media is more concerned with Trump possibly talking to a Russian diplomat than Hillary Clinton taking millions from the Russians, not to mention the Saudis and the Chinese. This is clearly not news reporting. It is clearly an attempt to discredit the president. Now, WikiLeaks has come out with another document, and this one goes all the way back to George Herbert Walker Bush, who'd been head of the CIA, and apparently coming out of 1976 and the Church Committee hearings about intelligence abuses back then, Congresswoman Bella Abzug wrote to then-CIA Director George Herbert Walker Bush about the existing legal moratorium on the destruction of CIA files. And the WikiLeaks is revealing that the CIA's internal documents showed they were trying to find some way they could get around the law regarding destruction of documents that were damaging to the CIA. Some legal loophole where they could say, well, in the best interests of everybody involved, we are deciding that we are going to shred these things, meaning the best interests of the CIA here. Now, Julian Assange has come on out saying that Google was directly engaged in the Clinton campaign. And specifically, the chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, set up a separate company to run the digital component of Hillary Clinton's campaign. And this organization was called simply The Groundwork. The website is empty except for a placeholder logo. And Breitbart has previously reported on The Groundwork and how it was developed to install Clinton in the Oval Office. They were using Google. Now, apparently, one of the things they set up were a series of botnets that would flood social media with pro-Hillary stories using manufactured IDs. We saw a lot of this. We caught it. Now, another story. This is coming out of McClatchy. Oh, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO food. free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.